American college students have been protesting the war in Gaza between Hamas and Israel. In this week's Everyday Grammar, we look at a few of the prefixes and words people are using to talk about the protests. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary says a prefix is a letter or group of letters that is added at the beginning of a word to change its meaning. Sometimes we see the prefix separated by a hyphen before the following word. At other times, there is no hyphen. This is often true of words that are often used with a prefix. Here are some very common prefixes. Let us begin with the prefix pro. This prefix comes from the Latin language. It means forward or before. The word protest combines this prefix with the root word test. One form of the word test comes from a Latin verb, testare, meaning to witness. You can think of protesting as speaking in front of the public. When we combine pro with another word in English, it means to be in favor of that thing. Let us take a look at some examples. The recent student protests started at Columbia University in New York City. In April, the Associated Press, or AP, reported,
New York police removed a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at Columbia University on Thursday and arrested more than 100 demonstrators.
The students said they are pro-Palestinian because they are calling attention to the situation of the Palestinians in Gaza. One demand of these students is a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Students at some schools have held pro-Israel events and reminded the protesters of the October 7th attack on Israel. You may have noticed another prefix in our example. The protesters had set up tents or cloth shelters on an open green space of the school grounds or campus. Because these tents are used for camping, the reports call them an encampment. This is a noun formed by adding the prefix en or n and the suffix ment to the verb camp. The prefix en means to cause to be. The suffix ment makes it a noun form. You may have seen this prefix before in words like enlarge and enrich. Before the letters b, m, or p, it is spelled em, as in empower, and embed. Our next prefix is anti, which means against someone or something. It is sometimes pronounced anti or ante. The United States has had a long history of anti-war protests, and the recent student protests follow that tradition. But another use of this prefix is related to these protests. On April 23rd, the AP reported that New York University, or NYU, said it learned of reports of intimidating chants and several anti-Semitic incidents. Anti-Semitic is a term that describes hatred of Jewish people. Pil Yun, a student taking part in the protests at NYU, said,
Anti-Semitism is never okay. That's absolutely not what we stand for. And that's why there are so many Jewish comrades that are here with us today.
Jewish students at other campuses said they were intimidated or fearful of the protesters. This brings us to a similar prefix, counter, which means as a reaction against. There have been a number of counter-protests in favor of Israel. At the University of California at Los Angeles, or UCLA, on April 30th, counter-demonstrators attacked the pro-Palestinian encampment. The AP reported that UCLA President Carol Folt said,
This week, Alumni Park became unsafe.
The prefix un means the opposite of the word that follows it, so unsafe is not safe. Our final prefix is di or die, which can mean divided into two or separate from. Another of the students' demands is that the university divest its financial ties to Israel or companies that help support the war. You have probably seen the word invest, which can mean to gain ownership interest in a business. Divest has the opposite meaning, to take away or sell interest in a business. The AP reported that
at Brown University in Rhode Island, administrators agreed to consider a vote to divest from Israel in October, apparently the first U.S. college to agree to such a demand.
In this lesson, we have looked at the prefixes pro, en, anti, counter, un, and die. The verbs in our examples included protest, camp, and divest. Write to us about protests you have experienced using one or more of these prefixes and the words that follow. Email us at learningenglish@voanews.com or write to us in the comments. And that's Everyday Grammar. I'm Jill Robbins.